Hey guys.
Back again.
We're back.
Back again.
Back again. This is Boss Barrel Radio, the first episode from the website bossbarrel.com. We're alive and well. Came out of the nuclear bunker. Brian. Tell me.
It's Brian now.
Say that thing, Brian.
Yes, Riffin.
Yes, Riffin.
In the new version, in the new podcast you went out, it's no longer Ryan. We've replaced Ryan with Brian. So how's it going, Ryan?
Oh, I'm great.
Great.
Glad to be back.
I'm just wondering, who's your superior? Is your superior around? Is you like the man in charge? Say what?
Who the boss?
Who the boss? So. Boss Barrel Radio, who the boss?
It's
need a big one.
Yeah, air horns.
Yeah. Air horn. I'm thinking
it's gonna sound deck like really lame radio stations.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I can do it.
You like want an air ambulance?
No, I can't
flushing.
Do that. Can't do that.
So you're like the
can
guy?
Can you do like a French ambulance?
So you're like the guy from what was that movie?
Police Academy.
Yeah, Police Academy.
Yeah, yep.
All the crazy ass.
He did that for real.
Yep, he did.
Mm-hmm. Still does it.
He still does it to this day.
They're jamming our radar, sir. What did you say? Crispy helicopter?
I said, is this pretty sweet helicopter?
Oh, it's like, no, yeah, that helicopter is a little too flat and gummy. Can you sharpen it up a bit? Make that helicopter crispy. Make it pop. So, guys, everybody's sweating it up in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
So
this is a nice
here.
Studio. Nicely decorated studio.
My apartment room.
Yeah.
It is seriously so hot in here.
It's kind of warm.
I can feel everybody
else's
breath.
Do you want some? I brushed my teeth before we started doing this, just for everybody's benefit. Does that make you all feel gross now?
We could turn the lights off.
In the dark.
So that, the heat
that would not be the creepiest thing ever. You know
we'd
what?
Still this, have,
the light's going to flicker
back
on.
Switch behind you.
We still have the monitor.
Riff all over you.
Hey, what are you talking about? That's weird.
I like the ambiance.
Yeah,
this is good.
It's very
ambiance. That's another good word to use while you're drunk.
One more level down. Should we take it?
Oh, go.
I say why not?
Why not?
Total darkness. Total darkness.
All right. So it's a good dead air.
Click.
And lights are going off now, so we can bring you
there it is.
A better listening
experience. Now I don't
experience.
Have to look at anybody in the face when I talk.
This feels really illicit. Like I'm secretly podcasting. My parents don't know about it.
Underground radio.
Hey, pirate radio.
Yes.
Just call me. Call me after 10, because then my parents go to sleep, all right? But don't call. Just don't call the main. Just call. Call at 10:31. I'll pick the phone up at the first second, because it won't ring, but just make sure you're calling. Why don't you just call me? Yeah. So this is the most weird thing.
Can I just call your cell phone?
I feel like this is some.
I feel like Griff should be leaning in really close to the mic and introducing smooth jazz to be playing later.
I feel like we have the blue light on this side and they can probably see us better than we can see them.
We just look like shadows.
Yeah.
You're very silhouetted out. I was like,
this
hard.
Is Boss Barrel Radio. Who the boss?
Oh, great.
I like it.
See, this is taking like. A very awkward turn on many moments, like you making that voice, Griff molesting John. I feel like
that was off the air. It didn't count.
The talk of shirts being ripped off. I feel like this is one of the more awkward.
You know what I feel like? I feel like
talking about video games.
I feel like this podcast is back. It's back. It is hitting its old stride, talking about molestation and illicit activities in the dark. Underage drinking.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Lemon parties back.
Lemon parties,
back
girls,
to form.
Spinning meats.
Yep. Also
marinating meats.
Marinating spinning meats.
Orreries.
That was recent.
That's
wasn't
an
it?
Ambiguous
that was
word.
That'd be another good one to use while drunk.
Both of the things that
an ambiguous orrery.
Ambiguous orreries.
I don't really know what it is.
But you sound intelligent. So why does it matter?
Yeah.
Until you stumble over the second R in orrery.
I say we put another R in that word.
I could just go buy a bunch of glow sticks. We'd have non-thermal heat.
Yeah.
Chemical heat.
Yeah. We could also pick up some E and we could have like a really sweet
anyone out there?
Podcast rave. Rave cast.
Next week. Come on by.
Turn on some Geometry Wars.
Bring your drugs.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
Too bad my TV generates hell of heat.
So does mine. I just put my hand right up to it and it's just like radiating this calm heat.
Weird. That would be sweet if I had unlimited time and could paint the walls in my bedroom Geometry Wars.
Oh, mural. Dude.
That's a great
idea. Is that not a great idea?
That is the greatest idea ever.
Dedicate a wall.
Like glow in the dark paint.
Yeah, yes.
Fuck, dude. No, not just only your, not just your walls. Your entire fucking ceiling.
So I'm living it, and then exactly. So what happened? Like, do I
wake up in the middle of the night and it's just like Geometry Wars?
So imagine how that would be when you're all drunk, going to bed, and looking at the ceiling, and it's already spinning.
You lose your shit.
Well, what would be awesome is if you then constructed like a paper mache giant triangle and wore it in the room and just kind of like waddled around and like pew 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 or whatever the Geometry Wars noise is. Yeah,
I think it's something like that.
Play some raving techno music in here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Crystal Castles or Block Party.
God, I feel like the internet needs to see something like that.
Base Hunter.
So. Or I think if I was good at art, it'd be sweet to actually do that.
It would. Like, it totally would. You just paint the whole thing black, but then you had like this purple iridescent like grid all over your whole wall.
I think everybody is just in this very creativity driven, forward thinking, productive mindset since John and I built a website.
Yep.
John doing the majority of the work, discovering all the engineering, everything, you know, digging up your CSS skills. Like we mentioned before, bossbarrel.com is a thing.
It's a thing.
Go there.
Be happy. You can find it.
You can find it. It's a website. It's not a blog anymore.
If you don't know how to use your address bar, just use the Google.
Yeah. You know, hey, you know what? Even cooler, send us an email.
Yeah.
bossbarrel@bossbarrel.com.
Yes.
Or send the podcast an email at bbr@bossbarrel.com.
How sweet is
that? Send your emails. Tell us how much you missed us. Questions, anything, read it.
And we'll say your name
definitely
on air.
Questions for the love of God so we can have a questions portion of the podcast.
Yep.
Totally love to have
people,
that.
We need them.
It's an email, man. People still do it.
Because if you guys don't start sending them, I'm going to have to like make up people.
We'll have to do makeup texts.
I'll just have to.
Or if you want, we will be giving out Griff's address later on. You can send in the traditional
snail mail. Yeah. That's fine. You mean our P.O. box?
Yeah.
We're all our company.
Yes, the P.O. box.
Yeah. Yeah. So this
where
may
come stock Griff.
Yeah.
Hang
another
outside his windows.
Speaking of stalking Griff and everything that's going on, the reason why, hopefully, the audio quality is a lot better from last time is my roommate generously is letting us use his studio-grade recording equipment, which is some awesome-ass microphone-y thing that plugs into another thing.
It's not just a microphone-y thing. It's a microphone.
Microphone, but there's a name for it. Do you remember,
microphone?
John?
It's not
composite.
Microphone.
Dude.
Composite microphone.
Sure. Yeah. Compound microphone.
Is that?
It's got, reflex bow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he's letting us use it. So hopefully our quality will improve. On the downside, we have to sit a little closer in my bedroom.
Did the word awkward come up earlier?
No.
Yeah.
Because here it is again.
Yeah. We have all the lights off. If you didn't notice from earlier, it's really,
pretty.
Really gross.
It's hotter than the devil's den in here.
Yeah.
Well, Grandma, thank you.
I was going to say something super inappropriate.
Why didn't you go that route?
It's hot as balls in here.
No.
No.
It's actually a term that we use in cosmetics for everything, and I'm not going to bring it up here.
Is it FUBAR?
No.
I saw that movie. In the Ryan's Private Saving.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, they taught you what that meant.
What are you talking about me for?
FUBAR?
My balls?
No, Brian, dude. That's your name.
So is Brian like the B in Brian, like is that just short for Bizarro Ryan?
Oh yeah, Bizarro Ryan, Brian.
Am I purple?
No, but I would imagine that Bizarro Ryan doesn't have a goatee.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
actually,
well,
you could have
point.
Everything, all facial hair, but a goatee. So you just have like
carved out.
Just chops, just giant.
And I shaved this
some
morning.
Chops, yeah. That'd be.
And no eyebrows.
Very.
No eyebrows.
That would be very
interesting.
That'd be very bizarre.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, you
went
why
has someone
circle.
Not done that?
I don't know, man. Why not?
Be the first one. Yeah.
I will.
Set
I will.
Trends. Go places with that.
So, new website, bossbarrel.com. Great name. Thanks.
Only one Boss Barrel, though. You just
Yeah, it's not Ass Barrel.
Yeah, it's not Ass Barrel.
I think
people.
We should
sister site in the works.
We should purchase Bass Barrel and Ass Barrel just to cover our bases here.
And if the one listener is listening to this and they're gonna get it before us, then
don't.
Yeah, so you got us. Good one.
Good luck using that for whatever it is you're gonna use it as.
Sell it to us for $6 instead of $3. Nice.
Great.
Yeah.
Actually, I bet Ass Barrel probably gets a lot of hits. So,
dude,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only reason I would want to consider purchasing that, is just so that maybe nobody turns that into a porn site, and then we have to compete with Ass Barrel.
Yeah, that would be a very. Yeah, now I kind of want to go purchase that as soon as possible. Now that I think about it,
as soon as we're done.
That's what I'm saying. Sister's site in the works.
Yeah.
Boss
Barrel,
well, video game
Boss
site.
Barrel falls
apparently
through.
Game Diet had a ton of porn on it at some point.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah. If you would go through like the RSS feed of the post comments, there was just weird links to tons of porn.
Hmm.
Yeah.
As from, there like, should
that's
be.
Healthy.
Yeah.
Free porn?
I didn't check. Oh. I just deleted everything.
Russian
spamming,
porn.
Spamming, I doubt it.
Right. Exactly.
You got to pay for it.
Right.
Anyway, we're like roasting alive in here, so.
And we haven't even talked about video games.
Exactly.
Yet.
Yeah. Let's get moving forward. BossBarrel.com is up. BossBarrel Radio is going as we speak. Episode 1 starts now. Hey guys, what you been playing? It's been a while.
It has been a while.
What haven't I been playing?
Exactly.
Start it off.
Right.
Kick it off, Brian. It's going to throw you off forever, isn't it?
I don't know what to say.
You're going
to
give him a complex.
Right.
Let's see.
Brian Folder?
Changing it on the site. I'll even take out his goatee and add the chops.
We can just, it can just be like, Brian Fielder. Like, it's his nickname.
Yeah, it'll be
Brian Folder.
Brian Folder.
Brian Folder Fielder.
This is my.
You don't have, like, a dead brother named Brian, do you?
That'd be kind of offensive.
Now I feel really bad.
Funny story. Why would your parents do that? I have to make one Brian and one Ryan.
I do have a twin brother.
Name Ryan.
Name B-Rye. B-Rony.
No, anyway, games.
Yeah. What you been playing?
About my alter ego. That is coming out sometime soon. Transformers. Singularity.
Yep.
Keep listening, man. What you got?
Been playing Condemned. Condemned 2 Origins. Bionic Commando. Enchanted Arms.
So many games.
This guy's been gaming. But yeah,
bloated, swollen from too much videos, plethora of video games.
Does anyone have a Coke?
Yep.
My shirt number one on the list.
Rip it off.
Yeah, the number one on the list though is Transformers. At least for me, love it.
Hey, I'll talk to you about some Transformers.
Yeah, you like it?
I love it.
Well, love it.
I
gotta have it
immensely.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, you played that too.
Yeah, I did play that. I played quite a bit of that.
Brittany, did you play any Transformers?
Brittany hasn't been playing video games. She's been playing the game of I Totaled My Car.
Right.
You can leave.
Right.
I mean, oh.
I'm going to hurt you.
For some reason, sitting this close to you, I feel it's possible.
Very.
Especially in the dark, too. You won't even know, man.
You'll be
talking.
You'll just be slowly bleeding out and you won't notice.
She's just going to rip your goatee off. Just in one fell swoop.
Yep.
Those are very nice pores you have.
What?
What does that mean?
These are so close.
That disturbed me further than I really thought it should have.
Didn't mean to disturb. Just meant to be funny.
John, that's very nice tongue hair you have.
Gosh, are those blue taste buds?
Yeah.
It's for...
Sure.
Anyway, Transformers. Transformers don't have taste buds.
No, they don't.
Do they unfortunately.
Eat? I think Energon, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they're
in the
robots.
Movie that that we watched.
In disguise.
There was the Energon snack cubes that
yes,
they had. Like the rations.
Yeah,
so,
we did
watch
that movie as soon as we played the game.
Yeah.
Forgot.
I think that was in the same day.
Yep.
How do the Transformers that just have the shields for mouths, how do they?
They can, the shields come off.
Yeah, they can transform their
It's like a bandana.
Shield.
Oh, okay.
Robot bandana.
It's like mouth shield.
Yeah.
So why don't all of them have that?
Because all of them
aren't cool enough.
Why
to have
don't
a bandana?
All cowboys wear bandanas?
Why do some Transformers fly?
Like bandits.
Why don't you wear a bandana?
Just bandits only wear bandanas, correct? That's the thing.
And gangsters.
I don't know.
Right.
People who think they look sweet.
College
with a bandana.
Kids who think they're cool.
Yeah. Maybe Bumblebee's like, I just want to show off my beautiful grill.
Yeah.
Or
you know, in the movies, he didn't even talk.
Lips.
He's probably got some
Bumblebee's
kind of complex
obviously
going.
Got some swag.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't talk. He
Bumblebee
was a bandana.
Only has one speed. Swagger. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think in that game, like, the most impressive thing to me is, like, how they were able to stay so true to, like, the old, what was it, 86 movie. And just one of the things that was really impressive to me is, like, all the characters looked more or less like they did from that movie.
Kind of.
I mean, they retained some of that stuff.
Megatron was a tank again.
He was a tank, but I feel like tank is better than Jet from a dumb movie.
True.
Or it makes more
big
sense.
Big ass gun.
Yeah, he's
just
like.
I mean, it sounds cool, but you can't really go anywhere.
Isn't a tank just a big ass gun?
Yeah,
on wheels. So I mean, that's fine.
Or hover things, whatever they were.
Hover tank.
Yeah.
But one of the things that impressed me a lot about that game is like everybody has. Animations, even if they're standing still, their parts like adjust a little bit, like so they're
constantly
very
moving.
They're
parts.
Very, yeah, they're very animated characters, mm-hmm. and like all their interactions with everything in the game is very Transformer animated.
Right.
Like rather than picking up gun and shooting gun, their arm transforms into gun.
Yeah,
which is cool.
I enjoyed how, even though everything in that game is just a big robot, you could also just tell if it was an Autobot or Decepticon just the way. That they were made.
Right.
I don't know. I could really only tell because one was purple and one was red. That's.
Oh, I mean, on close inspection.
I'm colorblind, so.
Close inspection. You look at it.
I'm sorry for your loss.
All the Decepticons are very angular characters. They have really sharp points and everything to them.
The featured characters.
Right.
Not the generic fodder characters.
Fair enough. Yeah. A lot of those seem like ports from.
Featured. Playable characters.
Right.
A lot of them seem like, just hashed out. Like, oh, there's the purple version of, the red guy. Like, it's palette swaps. A lot of them look like.
And
but
something that game hit spot on, I think, are the transformations.
Sold me on it.
Nope.
The minute I picked that game up and transformed, I was like, I purchased.
Yep.
It's happening. I already threw my money on the ground at this Best Buy. And I'm just going to walk out with this game because that was so pleasant.
Yep.
Yeah. And every single character has a different transformation.
Yep.
And that's what's cool.
And for the most part, I only saw one transformation that I was like, I don't believe it. But the rest of them all look like they make sense. They all look
like... Was it the one where she jumped up into the splits?
Yep,
and
slipstream. She
does
the splits and then they just, something happens
just,
and all of a sudden she's a jet.
Turns into wing.
Like, yeah, she doesn't... Doesn't look like she really does anything. She just looks like she jumps up into the air and all of a sudden there's a jet there. And I'm like, all right, it's cool.
What'd you guys think of the actual gameplay of it? Like the shooting and the driving?
Great.
You go with great?
Yeah. It's
good.
Third-person
shooting.
The only thing that I still hold is as a third-person shooter, with as much cover as they have placed in that game, I was hoping for some kind of cover system to be in place.
Ryan, you brought this up too. You were the other... robots that are your non-playable companions will run and take cover.
Right.
They have cover animations, and so you just didn't have enough buttons or something to
It was
that.
There and they took it out because it was too complex or
yeah.
They just thought it wouldn't
imagine
work
if you
the game.
Tried to take cover as a car. Like would you just crash into the wall?
Maybe
like
you
gear
just
like the Gears
out
style
the
like
into...
slam body into wall and what? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, if you were just
Wait,
driving
you say?
If you just drove at the cover and then hit your cover button and he just
transformed onto the cover.
Into the cover.
Yeah.
That'd
be
kind of
really
cool.
Wow. War for Cybertron too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of Vanquish where you jump over cover and boost in your flying baseball slide.
I tried some stuff in that game. When I was playing as Bumblebee, I'd hit a ramp, transform, shoot some dudes, transform back into car. I was transforming is not a hindrance in that game. You could just...
No, it's not oh crap, I have to transform and get this place.
No.
Yeah. It's a click of the button and you're already going.
Yeah. I thought it was great.
The one little issue that I had that honestly didn't nag on me that much, but was noticeable was all the driving felt the same. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe you had a little difference in speed with, like, some of the scout cars, but for the most part, everything was pretty squirrely, pretty slip and slide, like, hover vehicle.
Right.
But it worked. Like, it wasn't to the point of, oh, this feels unpolished and unrefined. It really worked for that game.
Polished, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing that I was kind of disappointed in was that there was no real big difference between the movement of any of the characters. You know, if you were Megatron, you didn't feel heavier and more tank-like than...
I felt heavier.
No, you personally felt heavier?
I did.
Who's the boss? What was it?
Who the boss?
I'm more
terrible at this.
No proper alliteration in that.
I'm more on Ryan's side. I feel like certain ones, like scouts, move a little quicker in their vehicle form, but mm-hmm. in their out-of-vehicle form, I side with you there that they didn't feel any different, really.
Yeah. The jets didn't really feel that jet-like, but at the same time, I'm fine with that. Like, if you're just a flying car, it's like, yeah, you know, I don't know how Cybertronian planes move. I disagree with you there
for some reason.
Well, maybe it's because you've been playing it for a jillion more hours than I have, too, and you're starting to notice the nuances. You're like, oh, actually... Yeah. Megatron has a second his frame of animation in his step. Then
Ryan is clocking out to like speeds.
Ryan's maining sound wave.
This brings us to another point in the game: is the online multiplayer.
Yeah,
it's taken me away from Call of Duty. I haven't even popped that game in since I got Transformers.
No, yeah, in that short amount of time I played it, I was like, that's actually not a bad multiplayer.
Definitely. That was a deciding factor in when I was thinking about writing a review for it, what separated it between two gradations. Multiplayer definitely pushes it up that next level of commitment to the game, quality. Like, it's not just a tacked-on multiplayer. It actually does feel really fun, and like it's going to hold my interest over a period of time.
I mean, I played it for, you know, 50 plus hours, I think, so far, and there's still leveling up to do, and just the one gripe I do have with the online multiplayer, I've found out now that I've played it so much, is it's basically impossible to get a game going with your friends, because it lags out every single time, pretty much. I don't know if this is just a development issue, or if there's too many people playing or something, but you literally cannot get a game going online unless you're going to play by yourself or one other person. Which is unfortunate, but I hope they fix it. Because they do, on the little side-scrolling thing on the multiplayer, say that they want feedback and they're trying to fix issues and keep the updates coming for the game.
That's good. I mean, this is a minor gripe of mine, but like, did they do anything else with like the customization of like...
Your Transformer that you play?
Yeah, customizing him more, like color palettes.
No, mean, except for the fact that there are more... Chassis to use.
It's so adorable.
Orreries. Mm-hmm. More orreries.
Like, I understand chassis, but just like to apply that word to Transformers is just kind of funny to me.
They're vehicles.
I understand. That's why it.
That's just their word for body.
That's why it makes sense, but at the same time, I'm just like, I don't feel like it's right for some reason.
Doesn't have that masculine air to it.
Yeah, I don't know. No, because chassis is masculine when you're talking about a car. And granted, they are car like at some point, but I mean,
mean when they transform into cars?
Yeah, sure. It's a thing. I'm over it.
Done. Are you sure?
Done. Whatever. I won't talk about it.
It's not eating at you?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
We'll talk about
awkward
it.
Awkward moment back.
Thank you, Griff.
Welcome. What do you think of the story after you watched the 1986 awesome Transformer movie?
It was
a
prequel to everything, this story. Like, I really liked it, actually. I'm a Transformer fanboy, and like they kind of... what am I trying to say? I was surprised that Starscream was an Autobot to begin with.
Was he?
Was that canon?
Well, no.
Somebody check Wikipedia.
That wasn't my thing. I was just like, I'm not saying that he was an Autobot. I'm just saying that he was not anything.
Yeah,
really.
He wasn't an Autobot. He was a Cybertronian.
Yeah, because they were talking about how this war split them into these two factions, and he was just manning that station, and it had been his station for 1,000 years.
If you play it again, though, you go back and Jetfire's like...
calls him...
he says, Zeta Prime will hear about this.
He calls
him a traitor.
Traitor? Yeah.
So
right, and that's, I agree with that. That's kind of an odd little bit of dialogue, which I mean, let's.
Which is funny because Jetfire was a Decepticon at some point too. So
well, they allude to the fact that he had a chance to be one, and he turned Megatron down. Because it's when you go and do that last mission where you're gonna go kill the
giant
laser thing.
The thing
he says. Come join us and blah blah blah. And
yeah, he said he had the chance. Yeah. So it's I don't know, a lot of mystery and like who.
They played homage to the movie and the comic books and the storylines, the TV show, real well. Just like the constant banter between Starscream and Megatron is there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I like the really well. The origin of the spark of leadership. Mm-hmm. Autobot Matrix of Leadership.
Matrix, yeah.
Which is what the 86 movie was about. From the actual
planet. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Really, really cool.
Also, the music that plays in the vehicle level, if you played, you know what, you know, that vehicle level where you're riding things, awesome.
Oh, yeah, the vehicle level.
Awesome, yes, in a really bad way.
It was quite good.
Just like, kudos. Butt rock riding things.
And the music during the credits of the game are worth buying the game alone.
I have a question about that. I think it's deliberate, but did anybody else think the imagery used on the credits looked really bad?
What do you mean? It was made to look like an 86 movie.
Okay, that's what I thought. At first I was like, is my TV broken? Because that looks weird. Like, it just, they did everything and they styled up more. Like, they took their 3D rendered models for everybody and turned, like, put a filter on them so they looked very like cel shaded and cartoony.
Yeah,
and it was I understand it was like meant to be like this homage to like the movie, but for a second on my screen I was like, ooh, that looked a little weird.
Word. That's enough about Transformers, though. Right. Unless anybody has any burning things to say,
go play it. Play it a lot.
Yeah, you played it on Xbox.
I did.
I had it on PS3. Oh, one last thing. I really liked how they split the game up. You could choose to start midway through the story and play as Autobots, or start at the beginning and play as Decepticons. Really cool idea. I enjoyed it.
Or you could do like
it's all a linear game.
Right, it's a linear story. It's just where do you decide to start playing in it.
Yep.
I did it in a very bizarre
way. Don't play it the way John played it. He played the way Bizarre O'Brien would play.
Right.
That's redundant, dude. You don't need Bizarre O'Brien.
No,
that's me.
Brian is... Oh! What happened? We missed out on
everything. Damn it! Yeah! You win again. Who's the boss?
Who the boss?
Seriously, Griff, you're like making that way more difficult than it needs to be.
I'm getting it better. It's the heat.
It's like
you keep adding parts to it.
I'm starting to just perspire.
Who is your boss?
Who is your boss?
Like Tony Danza,
who is the boss? In charge? Yeah.
Charles. you mentioned a few other games you were playing.
I played a game, brand new game, Condemned.
Oh yeah, yeah. In stores, what now?
It just came out. Yeah, so. Yeah. You just might be able to get it. It's like $4.
Okay.
Yeah, just came out.
Yeah.
No, it was a good game. That's all I really want to say about it. I mean, it's 4 years old, something like that.
Yeah.
But
I enjoyed Condemned too, Bloodshot. A lot.
Yeah.
Really a lot.
It was good. I mean, I'm about halfway through. Lots of punching.
What other games do you, not the little taste, like sample scoops?
Singularity.
Singularity.
You played through that one.
Rock that one out.
Yeah, that one is, it's a very well-made game. It does what it tried to do, I feel like. It's like, do you like shooters and time traveling? Basically, it I don't know, John. You played it. How do you feel?
Hey, I've got a little suggestion to make here before we keep going with games we've been playing. Let's take a break.
Oh my god,
it's hot, and I'm like perspiring.
You guys
so.
Are right. Pussies.
That's fine.
Yeah, and then I can go for hours. Maybe. Check some stuff here too. Do a little off the air discussion. All right, be back in a sec. Do your thing, Brian.
Hey, Dewey.
No, damn it. The other thing.
Who the boss?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Say it again.
Who the boss? Yeah. Bossbale.com. We're back.
I know it wasn't that long to you guys, probably about 5 seconds. But yeah.
It's actually 2011 now.
Oh, God.
Long break.
Wow. Yeah, long ass break.
Yeah. Turns out Asper already exists, and they sued us for being too similar to their website name, and we had to...
They have creepy television people, too.
Yep.
That's the appeal. It's super kinky that way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Check out our website for John's awesome work on every one of our page banner designs.
Is that a horrible idea?
The boss
for
is freaking awesome.
The boss is back.
I have an idea what you're thinking of, John. I have an idea.
I'm sure you do.
It's very similar to Lemon Party.
Oh, God.
Very similar.
Very similar to the Lemon Party image.
It involves TVs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't there that commercial though, where they redid all those things with like neon-y paint, and it looks like dudes were playing pinball machines and stuff like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know this commercial.
Anyway, that's because you hate America. Yep.
What was that supposed to be?
That was Indian nose.
Don't worry about it.
Isn't that right, Moonbeam?
It's Moon Lily.
All right.
Jack off.
That's actually my
Indian name is Jack off.
Well, that's actually my father's name, so it's kind of, I guess you could take it.
Jack off.
Hoffman.
Hoff. Jack Hoff.
Jack Hoff.
Get it?
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Jack Hoff Jr.
It's not John Hoffman.
No, it is Jack Hoffman.
Poor dude.
What's his name?
Are you being 100% serious?
That is 100% serious. The name of my birth parent.
Way to go, your grandpa.
Awesome.
Yep. Anyway.
Makes me feel better about my last name.
Singularity.
Singularity. That's what we were talking about before we left.
Singularity with air conditioning.
Yep.
Oh, thank God.
A little bit better.
Yeah, really.
You can't hear it, but we can feel it.
This dress is made out of 100% polyester. Do you know how hot that is?
Nope. I remember an episode of Seinfeld where that was an issue.
Was it? That was
the
thing, right?
The Yankees uniforms are made
I know. Right.
My polyester dress makes me chafe a bit.
Yeah, it's hot. Man.
Chaff?
Makes you chaff?
Chaff grenade.
A bit chaffed. Yeah, cheerio.
So tell me about Singularity, fellas.
You want to take this one, John?
Sure, why not? I mean, like, my review's up there, so if you want the full blown skedaddle on it. Skedaddle, that's not a real word. That's not the wrong thing. Shenanigans.
That was quite ambiguous.
Yeah, whatever.
Moodaboss.
I lost track of what was going on.
I got it.
Something about
Singularity.
Singularity is a good game. It really is surprising that Activision did not like back this as much as I'd hoped they would. And I started playing that game in the idea that that was going to be not that great of a game.
An Alpha Protocol experience.
Right, exactly. Like I felt like that was going to be pretty horrible. And when I started playing that game, it plays well. It plays like a shooter game. All the weapons feel good. Some of the upgrades for the weapons seem a little unnecessary. It's like, increase your reload time. And I'm like, well, gun kind of reloads pretty quickly already, so I don't really know.
Reload quicker. It's important.
Right, but it's like...
What seconds added together?
Yeah, it's like, it's milliseconds
saves
that
you like
we're
a
talking
minute
about
altogether,
like,
though, in the end.
It's kind of...
Yo, it's just a game about time.
Right. Yeah, but when I can slow down time and reload, it's just saying, it seems a little redundant. But, I mean...
Do you have the time?
Yes, I do. Sometimes. But, time?
Out.
Time out?
In.
Time in. Game. Red light? Green light.
Blue light.
Go.
Blue light.
Blue light.
I was just thinking about
in
it as
my
you said
face.
Red light, green light.
A lot of the cool things that come from that game are the time manipulation device. I mean, some of it's really contrived stuff where it's all just there and you just do some of the same stuff over and over again. But like some of the abilities you can get for that thing can be pretty awesome. Like the little, I can't think what it's called, but
time blancmange.
What?
Time blancmange.
Are you French?
A jello cake?
No.
Isn't that what you're talking about?
I was
cake?
Looking for no. the jello cake upgrade that whole game.
Jello cake. There's a bubble that
there's
stops.
A bubble that slows down time.
Right.
That you can
I was
create.
Under the impression that it was a half of a sphere. Not a sphere.
No,
is
it's
a sphere.
It's a full sphere.
All right, I was hoping it was
a half a sphere when it hits the ground.
Right.
See,
if you hit the ground, it becomes a dome.
Yes. A blancmange.
Sure, if you're in
or jello cake
France.
What else? Jello cake?
No.
Are you talking about like a like one of those gelatin, like those.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah,
that's
Jello cake.
But well, it's called. I'm pretty sure it's just Jello.
Is it really
Jello
a cake?
Because Jello cake is.
This is one of those conversations.
Not happening right now,
John. I feel like Bill Cosby. We're infringing on some of his rights right now.
But anyway, irrelevance.
You're telling me there's something. There's time pudding in this game.
Yes, there's time pudding in the game. You're putting time in the game.
Basically, it does slow you down, like you're going through some pudding.
Well, it slows you down a little bit when you walk through it, but like it serves a lot of cool purposes, like creating that distortion sphere, allows you to see the bullets the enemies are firing at you, kind of dodge them. But even cooler is like if enemies get stuck in those, you can totally just shoot those at dudes, and then when it collapses.
Hey, I just want to say that Jello cake is the second option if you type in Jello into Google.
But Jello cake, isn't that cake mix with Jello in it?
Yeah.
That's
cake
not
cake mix and
you're
Jello.
You're thinking
Jello
of
mix.
A gelatin dessert in which it's just Jello
just
that's in
a Jello,
shape.
You're just talking about Jello.
Maybe I was
mold.
Talking about a Jello cake. Maybe that's what I was talking about.
What were you calling it? What were you calling
blancmange?
Yeah, that's
blancmange.
Like layers of cake and
can
then
you type
Jello
in
and then cake and then Jello.
If I could spell blancmange, dude.
B-L.
God only knows. I don't think it's. I think there's vowels and French.
Give it your best shot. Google's pretty smart like that.
Blancmange. There's a G in there.
Blancmange.
I think there's an E in there.
Blancmange.
Let's look at what that is.
Is that it?
No, let's talk about 19... video games, guys.
Okay,
let's talk about singularity.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. It's does
unique puzzles.
Yeah, it does. Well, I mean, they are unique to some degree, where it's like
until you figure out what they're
right. Once you understand that, it's kind of like it has a portal complex. Once you start thinking the way that game operates, the puzzles become relatively simple. There weren't a lot of puzzles that I was sitting there going, "What the fuck am I supposed to do?"
There was two.
That's a blancmange. It's like a flan.
Okay.
Flan?
Yeah. Okay.
That's
yeah. It's
no, that's a blank mage.
What?
That's
a black mage.
Black mage.
Black mage cake.
But anyway, like yeah, once you start to understand those puzzles and figure out how they work, I mean, there's not too much complexity to them. Game operates like surprisingly like a really nice blend of like BioShock and Half-Life, because you get like that force pull and push thing that you can do. Mm-hmm. And then the TMD operates kind of like plasmids with some of the abilities you can get.
Yeah, basically it's the
so,
same thing.
Yeah, it's, I think it does it in a cool way. I liked the way the game looked. A lot of their texture mapping and all their graphics were pretty decent.
I was decently surprised.
Yeah.
Did you get all endings? Did you do
yeah,
all the endings?
I did all endings. I did all endings as quickly as I possibly could. I tried to do them before I had to go to work that day, but I saw all of them. Funny thing about those endings, they're all really
bad.
They're really bleak. Like there's clear cut. Like this one is the worst one. This one is like the middle ground, and then this one is probably the better of the few. But like each one of them is pretty shitty.
Yeah.
It's like
unless you're evil yourself.
Yeah, they're all on the negative end of the scale.
There's
just
no
one
paragon
is closer
ending.
To. Yeah, there's one's closer.
So you just
to
tell me
them.
That you're kicking dudes out of time windows the entire time. Video game.
No.
The endings.
Not the entire game.
No.
All right. Well, I'm disappointed.
I have one gripe with the game is just it was short. And I feel like I wanted more.
Yeah.
Like BioShock gave me a lot more. Like I feel like I played it a lot more than this game.
It definitely doesn't have the length.
Do you guys play any of the multiplayer?
I haven't, no.
No, okay.
Sadly.
Do you feel like the endings left openings for a sequel?
I feel like the one true ending that could lead into a sequel would not be the good one, the quote rabbit ears good one.
Yeah,
like it would have to be either
I feel like that could be the one.
So you tell me you have to, it's going to be
a
prequel with
I guess maybe it depends on which one you think
the prototype singularity man.
Well, it's either going to be the one where you
take over.
Don't say it.
Gosh, I don't want to spoil. Can I just put a spoiler block in here?
No, you can't.
It's like
there is one that might lead to a sequel.
There's I feel like there's two of those endings could be used as sequels, which I would be fine with either of those because they're either way, whatever. I don't care. Like it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. It got me thinking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Both of them could be interesting. I feel like the middle ground one is the one that is probably the most sequel-like, though.
Yeah. But you could make sequels. Like, the sequel could be just like this one. With time shifting, unlimited capabilities.
Do whatever the hell you want to. I mean, their story was... that was another thing. I usually hate on, like, stories that fiddle with time because it's so hard to keep track of time travel like that. But I thought they did a good job making you...
Mm-hmm.
deal with all of that time travel stuff. That was pretty decent.
Yeah. What did you think of The Seeker?
The Seeker?
Mm-hmm. The Seeker.
Oh, that was the only E99 gun that was worth a damn in that game.
Yeah.
The rest of them were kind of cool. Did you ever, like the one that shoots explosive rounds, did you ever figure out what the hell that does? Like, you shoot a round into something and it makes the spike. Thing. That's kind of cool, but
it's like a sniper. It's like a Rambo explosion bow.
Yeah. Like it hits and then it explodes, but like I never found it.
It was so inaccurate. Yeah. It took long to load. I didn't use it that much.
When I actually finally figured out how the grenade launcher worked, that's kind of cool.
It wasn't a grenade launcher. It was like a grenade roller.
Yeah. It's like you pilot the grenade after you shoot it and it rolls around on the ground.
Yeah. It literally only shoots like a
cello clocks now.
Just don't give it away, dude. Idiot.
Way to go, John.
But the Seeker gun is this awesome gun where you fire a bullet and you basically become the bullet on screen and go anywhere you want. You're like a guided missile type deal. But it was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I like taking heads off with it.
Yeah, it was a good game. Like their unique weapons were cool. I understood why the Seeker was the only weapon that you couldn't just carry or upgrade.
You could beat the game
because
100 with that.
Thing. If you just had that game through the whole thing, you would that gun is it's a rape machine. It just kills everything. You just hide behind cover and just spin bullets around. It's like it's a wanted gun. You spin bullets around things. It was pretty sweet. What did you think about the time enemies? The enemies that can manipulate their own time and space.
There's only a few of them.
Few that you had to deal with are pretty sweet.
They were difficult.
Yeah. Beginning of the game, before you have your TMD, they are... I can't fight these things.
Well, I just used the shotgun.
Yeah.
And just, waited for them to come right up on me.
Shotgun that game is...
Lifesaver.
Yep.
Hands down.
The gun you gotta use.
Yeah.
But, yeah, once you get your TMD, they start to become a little bit more tolerable. But it's
and those annoying little ticks...
Yeah, did they not kill the hell out of you a lot?
Yeah, they did.
I died a stupid amount of times.
Every time I turn around, there's a tick that killed me.
It wasn't until I figured out you could hit those with
time manipulation device.
Yeah, you can
make them blow up.
Yeah, make them big and they'll start attacking everything else and they'll blow up. When I figured that out, I was like, oh, okay, they're not as bad.
Yeah.
But in huge swarms.
I just kept throwing the jello balls at them.
Yeah,
and
that's what I did
down.
Too.
Yeah.
I just was like running backwards, throwing those balls out.
Mm-hmm. Dangerous though.
Yeah, they're hella dangerous. How'd you like the sneaking mission portion?
Hey, go read John's review on
BossBarrel.com
if you want to know more about Singularity, because we talked about this for like 20 minutes. So
fine.
What'd you think of the thing that he asked?
I don't
remember
this level.
Go, Brian.
Gosh. I don't remember.
Sneaking.
Okay, if you don't remember, it's not important.
All right.
Yeah.
Read John's review. It's very good.
It's good. It's decent.
All right. Other things you've been playing?
Those are basically what I can remember right now. I know there's more in there, but... Oh, Crackdown 2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We all played some Crackdown 2.
Yeah.
That was a game.
I mean, Crackdown 1?
Yeah.
0.5?
Yeah.
1.5.
1.1.
This game is more Crackdown 1 than Crackdown
1.
1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was
it more?
Were there helicopters in Crackdown 1? Because
no.
That is the best
upgrade. Or no flying
innovation.
Suits. Was there a storyline in Crackdown 1?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a wash, right?
Yeah.
We get helicopters but lose a story.
But we get freaks.
Ah, that's true. We get freaks.
Yeah.
So freaks translate out to spamming levels.
Yes. So let's talk quickly about Crackdown 2.
Orbs,
dude. I've
everywhere.
Never played a Crackdown, and
neither
I caught orb fever.
Fever
is even worse to catch.
Yeah,
right. Fever.
No,
orb
I'm
fever.
Right there with you.
I've got a fever, and the only thing that will cure it.
Orbs.
Orbs.
Dude, I'm right there with you. I grabbed one orb and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then I looked over, I was like, oh, there's another one. Might as well grab that.
Yep.
And there's another one. Oh, that one's moving.
Just kept going.
And you just like started.
Didn't matter if they were blue or green or they started aquamarine. Running away from you. You were going for those things.
Yeah, but once you started going in the actual game part of the game, it's kind of disappointing. You know, there's enough deviations in there in that sandbox world to keep you occupied. Races.
Yep.
Races. Kind of other races.
Blowing shit up.
Yeah, blowing things up, taking over things, killing dudes.
Achievements save it for a while.
Yeah, achievements definitely make
it. Unique achievements.
Yeah. And then once you get into the main story, it's, you know, the same thing. You know, go to three different locations in one area, activate the thing, and then go fight a bunch of dudes. And that's
while activating next thing.
Another thing.
Yeah.
And do that, you know, 13 more times.
Like the very end fight, like I didn't even realize was
a boss
the
very, fight.
That was it.
Yeah.
Hands.
Achievement game beat. Oh.
Yeah. That happened. There's not an actual thing I have to do now.
Yeah. The game starts out nice. The tutorial, you're like.
I felt like we could have just stood there and have done nothing, and we still would have beaten it.
Yeah.
Well, you guys played that together,
yeah.
Like the final mission, just like we did, right?
Just like you and I.
Yeah,
yeah,
I understand that final mission, like in a single player setting, is just like almost impossible from what I've heard on different accounts. Just it gets really rough when you're the only one like covering a certain spot. But
we didn't have any trouble with
right,
it.
Right, and
so.
Like,
neither
yeah,
did
neither,
you or
yeah, I thought it was really easy. I just thought it was like the easiest thing we'd done, but apparently it's not if you're by yourself.
Strength in numbers.
Right, exactly.
Death.
But I feel like to that point though, like, Crackdown 2 leans a lot on its multiplayer aspects. Like, some of that stuff seems pretty rough if you're playing it by yourself.
Kind of, except for the stupid ass, you only join somebody's world and progress in that world does not count towards your own.
Right,
game.
Which is asinine. Which is really dumb, especially
except for the orb collection.
Right.
Right.
For some reason, they incorporated that.
But if you do
else.
Any, like, takeover points or any races or anything, it doesn't count towards your game.
Mm-hmm.
Any freak breaches?
Yep, none of that. Yeah. It's really bizarre.
Yes.
Like, I feel like that should all cross over with as little complexity as there is in your story. Like, it's.
Yeah. I'm kind of shocked that you all skipped over the word bizarre and didn't reference something to Ryan. Sorry. I mean, Brian.
Bizarro.
We're waiting for
good
you
catch,
to do that.
Brittany.
No
good
problem.
Good catch, Brittany.
Brittany.
You like that? Yeah, all right. I don't know. There's not too much to say about Crackdown 2 because.
Some great platforming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were really enjoying those foot races.
The rooftop races.
Like, really happy.
Very
I remember you
difficult.
Were so happy when
so
you were playing
giddy.
That. It was like Christmas morning.
It took me a long time to do. I was literally...
2 hours.
Yeah.
Of Christmas morning happiness.
Yeah. Well, see, that has some good to say about the game. I was doing this stupid the same rooftop race for over 2 hours, and you were off doing whatever, and, you know, it kept you entertained. We were in the same game, and...
Yeah.
I mean, it's entertaining to say the least.
It's like a multi, it's like an MMO sort of vibe where it's like, all right, you're going to go do this thing, I'm going to go do this thing. You know, you don't need to interact with each other. But then at the same time, you know, why would you want to play multiplayer if you're not interacting with somebody? I'll just call you or something. That's basically what we were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't really think there's too much more to say about Crackdown 2.
No, I mean, it's a relatively simple game. It's a fun dick around game. That's what I thought.
Yeah,
you could probably get Crackdown 1 for 1/4 of the price and have just as much fun.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, yeah, freaks though.
Freaks. Like the day night cycle is kind of cool that Freaks come out, but like, as soon as Freaks came out, like I just used that as an opportunity to spam as much of my level up progression as I could.
Yeah.
Throw grenades, punch things, stuff like that. What?
Speak up here.
Oh, speak up there.
Yeah.
They were pointing at me. I'm like, what did I do?
Like,
Freaks.
Okay. Sleep deprived Brittany is not a nice Brittany,
right.
To be clear.
So let's keep moving on. That's enough about Crackdown 2.
Cool.
Moving forward.
What'd you play, Griff?
I think we covered it all. Transformers, Crackdown 2, Brain Age. Playing some Brain Age. I think that's really Build a Computer.
Build a Computer. Is that a fun game?
That failed.
Build
today.
A website.
That's Build a website has been a really interesting game. I'm playing that. Yeah.
I got most of the achievements in that one.
You did. You've
yeah,
been clearing
I mean,
out the engineering side of
yeah,
it. Definitely.
Dude.
Yeah. So it's all, it's, you know, it's, I don't feel like I'm missing too many things here since there's not too many games out. but I haven't had a chance to really play too much either. Really want to play StarCraft.
Yeah, I kind of do
too. That's the preview for that makes me want to play it really bad.
Yeah, the preview doesn't. I don't know. Something about that game just makes me want to play it, and maybe I'm just.
Been playing a game. It's called Craigslist.
Yeah, you
so
have.
Remember, if you are longtime listeners, may recall talking about Craigslist.
Don't go get cribs off Craigslist.
Where, dude? Yeah, don't get shanked on Craigslist. So I'm gonna go get shanked on Craigslist, because I bought an arcade cabinet. In fact, I bought two arcade cabinets.
$50
Pretty low price. $50 What concerns me the most.
Yeah, they work.
Yeah. His answer was sure.
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 Yep.
Did they work? Sure.
Yeah. I said I will buy them for $50 as one, like $50 for both of them. I said I will take them both as long as they're working. And he said, sure.
Now, I'll talk to you about some logistics on this.
I would try to turn them on before you
hand over the key. I agree.
But like the chances of us not seeing Griff again after he goes to pick these
up. It's just
Well, I've got another one that I'm a little more worried about.
My thing
than
is,
this one.
These are cabinets, right?
Yeah.
And you live on the second floor, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
It's like what?
I'm not helping you.
And we moved a couch.
Couch? Like that's lighter than
no,
a cabinet.
No, we moved those chairs in the living room. Those things are paint. Those are like miniature
houses.
Black holes. They are infinite amounts of weight.
These just
dark matter.
Dark matter chairs, yes. Very comfortable. That's weird. It's just, you can't pick it up. Yeah, so I'm going to get those, and I bought a Dreamcast.
Cool,
for $20.
I will come over with all of my quarters.
Do you have a VMU?
No, I don't, which is what I'm a little worried about. But I also don't have any Dreamcast games, so.
All right, dude, you have to get Power Stone. I will be over here all the time.
Power Stone. Yeah.
I remember from that is Crazy Taxi.
The only game I want for it is Seaman?
Seaman? Leonard Nimoy? Yeah,
that's all I want is Seaman.
You want
for
some Seaman?
No, I just want Seaman. Just one. Try and figure that one out.
Yeah. Dude, every time I play that game, I can only get one, maybe two Seamans to start growing. I can't get left and right.
I wonder what he does if you asked him, who to boss. What would he say?
Oh, wow. Leonard Nimoy?
Seaman?
Well, Leonard Nimoy is the narrator. The voice of the thing is something else.
Right, I don't know. It's very...
The aptly named Critter.
Yeah,
Human bass face.
They have human faces.
That's John's rap name.
Human bass face.
Human bass face. Yeah,
that's an awful rap name.
No, it's his techno club DJ name.
Look for it.
Okay, that's better.
Yep.
A reason to wear your bandana.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's his album.
My metal bandana.
A reason to wear your bandana. So I haven't been doing too much in terms of video game playing. So, but in the future, watch out for Carrier Airwing and Terra. I don't even know the second cabinet name.
Terra's.
Watch out for a dedicated MF and Zombies Hate My Neighbors main machine.
Yes.
Yes.
God, I will be over here at all moments.
Yep.
So pretty much it's happening. Been stated that you're moving in with Griffin.
Yeah, the moment he gets a cabinet that has Zombies Hate My Neighbors on it.
You better get comfortable with him touching you, then.
Yep.
Because you guys are going to be roommates, I feel
shoulder
like.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Who knows how many more podcasts there are going to be. You better get used to it. Hey, buddy. So, what else has John, you've been playing some
games. Yeah, I've been playing some things. Aside from the aforementioned games, I got into some of the Limbo from the new Summer of Arcade.
Ooh,
on
yeah.
You got your Limbo on?
Yeah, my Limbo on.
How low did you go?
How low?
I haven't gotten to the bottom yet. Or top, maybe. I don't know. Limbo's...
Well, I don't really know where you're
know
going
once
then,
you get to the top.
If you're up or down.
You know that, who the boss is.
That game gets... That game is... That game...
Does the game set the bar very high?
Oh.
I see what you're doing.
And then...
Yes.
Somebody else goes.
Yes?
Do it. Joke.
Joke.
Who boss?
But the game has.
I feel like that's the answer.
Game starts
everything.
Out with some pretty like reasonable puzzles, just like minor like wrap
pushing
your head around.
Boxes.
Like yeah, it's like pushing some boxes around, jumping on some stuff, like little things, like to get you started on figuring out how it operates. But then like it gets into some stuff that I did not even expect this game to do. I mean, like there's
it looked scary
gravity manipulation in this game. Oh. Like you have to screw with gravity in this game.
Gravity is not one to be fucking
and
with
electricity
you.
And saw blades and chains and ropes and stabby giant things.
Spiders. And even though it's just a silhouette spiders. Of a child, it's still rather disturbing every
time. So it's really arcadey, right? That's
it is really arcadey.
It's kind of, you know, if you had to pay quarters to keep playing that game, you'd mm-hmm. be paying a lot of quarters.
Right, because I die
a lot
in that game.
Yeah.
But there's a dumb achievement in that game. Play the game without dying. Like, we're dying less than 5 times to get this 10-point achievement. I'm like, I think that...
Do you think it's an issue that once, if you finish it, then you'll kind of know everything and you go back through it?
Still, a lot of them, though, a lot of those puzzles, a lot of
it's like timing. Really like, there's like a rope that'll be swinging and you have to time it to jump and grab onto that rope.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brittany, you watched John play?
Yeah,
she did. Yeah, and that game is mildly to moderately disturbing.
Yeah.
It's like the noises that are just played. It's not even music. It's just like... like a bass note being held throughout the end, like all of it.
It uses a lot of ambient sounds.
Is it bizarre?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Brian, it is bizarre.
Yes.
No, the game I thought was kind of frightening, to be honest. It and the little child, and you keep seeing different ways that the child dies. This is my...
I saw the preview for it, and it looked creepy.
Oh, yeah, it's creepy, and it's interesting, and it's like... Some of those puzzles, though, like, I mean, they start getting larger and they start spanning more of an area for you to figure out the puzzles so that, like, it's not just everything that's on your screen that you have to deal with at that time. Like, certain things, like, you have to be paying attention to, like, what's off screen will help you with the puzzle, and you have to go back and grab these other things and do things.
Manipulate like gravity so a box can fly.
Right. Now, how long did I spend trying to figure out, how to get this box to fly from...
one corner over, like, a ledge.
You have this machine, and the box is on the other side of this ledge, and you have to manipulate gravity so that the box floats over the ledge to you. And I forever was sitting there just staring at this thing going, maybe if, like, I couldn't get it. Like,
we thought that you kind of had to, like...
Yeah, you had to, like...
pump gravity for a second so it would, like, fly through.
Did you ever play Braid at all, anybody?
No, I didn't.
No?
I did.
It kind of reminds me of something, like, they're talking about where... it's puzzles that you're like, this is impossible, and then you figure it out, and you're like, oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, the giant epiphany I had when I figured out how I was supposed to get that box over, I was like, huh, it's like playing the helicopter rescue game. That's exactly how you're supposed to do that.
Mm.
Then he was really proud of himself and kept going through to play the helicopter rescue game with the box.
Are you good at that one?
I was pretty happy. Yeah, once when I started operating that, I was like, yep, that's exactly how
it is. Does the main character have a name?
Frequently
dead.
They just go like they don't really go into a story with it. You hit new game and it pretty much starts you out waking up in the forest.
A $15 is it downloadable game, so not too much depth to it, right? Just a lot of game.
Yeah, it's just a lot of game, a lot of platforming and stuff.
All right,
it's so, I don't know, it's good so far. I mean, for the $15 you're spending, I think it's worth it if you like arcadey puzzle solving games.
Little Black Limbo Boy versus Sack Boy. Who wins?
Does Limbo Boy have a infinite time rewinding potion?
No.
That never runs out?
No.
Oh. But he does manage to reincarnate himself over and over.
Which I think is kind of an interesting reason you would call it Limbo, because you're dying, but you're just being...
you can't die.
You just keep dying in that game, so it's kind of this interesting...
until you find your way out, you're stuck there.
Right. It's Limbo. Supposedly there's some commentation, supposedly the creator said that, their little backstory for that game is, you're this little boy trying to find his sister in Limbo.
Meh.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Aren't we all?
That's really
deep,
Griff.
I know I am.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. So let's move on. What else?
Me and Brittany played some Lego Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, played that for a few hours last night.
Yeah, we did.
Gosh.
Spin me a tale of sorcery.
Jolly good.
Right? No. It's interesting, what that game does without having any dialogue at all. It's I'm following that entire story, just going, yep.
Well, that's the thing that Lego games have done really well, is they do a good job of just conveying story with
exasperating
size.
Quidditch? Nope.
No, we didn't get that far.
No?
Nope. We'll try that later.
We made it through the very start of the game into potions, what was it, spells class? And
we learned some new spells, and then we had to fight a...
Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah,
we fought the troll.
Yeah, we fought the troll. Yeah, you had to throw debris at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, debris usually gets rid of trolls.
Right, but the game's fun. Like, when you get Wingardium Leviosa,
you just start making,
everything does things with that spell. Like, you manipulate stuff.
Flowers grow, and
flowers
torches
grow.
Shoot off fireworks.
Yeah. things happen.
And you can make people fly.
Yeah. It's fun.
That is the joy of the Lego games.
Yeah. It's the joy of sorcery.
Yeah.
Sorcery and Lego games combined.
But you get like a lot of spells. Like looking at like the spell tree that you can get, it's
an actual spell tree.
You get like one.
Can I tech up into like Frostbolt?
You get like 8 spells in that game.
Yeah. You teleport?
I don't know.
You port.
Ron can turn into his mouse.
Oh yeah, Ron can.
Well, you can control his mouse. Ron can control his mouse.
Can you transform and roll out? Set it
through rat maze. No. No. You can jump on a plunger that hops.
Yeah, for like really ever.
Weird. That's weird.
And Brittany, knock students over.
Brittany was stomping on students' heads with the plunger.
For like 10 minutes.
Yeah, she was going all out on that.
Seems like crazy. Good time.
It was good times.
Yeah. It was.
We got the game.
We got a pretty awesome stud score going on in that.
Amazing stud score.
Yep.
For studs, for those of you who don't know, the Lego money.
The Lego money, yep.
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 I thought it was your amount of swagger.
Yeah, that's what we kept like relating to. It's just like your amount of like your awesomeness.
How amazing you
are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were like,
and if you want to go with Lego money.
Yeah, your Lego money.
Whatever.
I live in that your bubble. I'm sorry.
You kind of burst swagger. The Lego bubble.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll Lego put it back together.
Bubble.
Oh, it's a fun game. I liked it.
Why don't you just go ahead and construct yourself a new bubble?
Okay, what else you got? Keep moving here.
I don't know. I don't think I've really played much else other than that.
Been doing the same thing. Build a website. Yeah. Lots of images.
Yeah. Check out our new awesome like logo for Boss Barrel Radio, because that's the coolest thing I think I've ever made in Photoshop.
I agree. It is very...
quite impressive.
Yeah. It's very grand and amazing.
Epic in the classic. It is awesome in the classic sense of the word.
Yeah. Yeah. It is awe-inspiring.
Definitely.
You look at that.
Awe-inspiring,
and
I lose my breath when I see that.
Yeah.
Hear that? That's your stunned silence.
Hootabox.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That was Brittany, you got any games you want to talk about?
No, the only new thing that I actually had played was Lego Harry Potter. Other than that, I only played things on my, like, old games on my DS and PlayStation 2, taking it back.
Yeah.
Nice.
Silent Hill 2 has given me nightmares.
Oh, that's a doozy.
Silent Hill 2, dude, I feel like that was the best one.
Triangle it was the best head. One. Pyramid Head.
Pyramid Head. What am I saying?
Triangle is a very two-dimensional object.
That's Silent
Not
Hill.
Nearly as frightening.
0.5.
Triangle Head is the Brian of
the Pyramid Head.
You know what? I did play a little bit of Sniper, Ghost Warrior, and Naughty Bear.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about
those. Those aren't exactly the greatest games ever.
No.
Enough said.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Enough said. Keep that in mind.
I played Dragon Quest IX, and guess what? It's Dragon Quest IX.
Is it?
No.
Awesome.
Nope.
Do you make your own dudes?
Yep.
You go on a quest?
A little.
Quest with dragons,
that
possibly?
That game is boring.
And there's a dragon.
That game is boring.
There's no way you could run out of plot for that.
And you can just make a bunch of characters from friggin' Dragon Ball.
Is there a skeleton?
Can you make Goku?
No. Yes.
Can you make Gohan?
You can make an army of Gokus.
Army of Gohans.
Do you
have tails?
Nope.
Damn it.
I'm
out.
Maybe tails later.
The nail in the coffin for John.
I only played it for like 2 hours.
Can you make Sonic?
No, dude. What?
That's only iPods can
Toriyama.
Make
tails.
Catman. Yeah. He can make...
Batman, Batman, Batman.
Catman.
Cat.
Monkey cat.
Fish people.
Catman from the Fairly Odd Parents.
Dude,
voiced by Adam West.
Dragon Quest IX is not worth talking about.
Okay.
In my opinion.
So, next.
So, that's all.
That's it.
Let's take a break and regroup here, and we'll be back to talk about releases, new video game releases.
Sweet.
That already came out.
Sweet. Boss Bell Radio. Who the boss?
Freaks? Freaks. We're back. Who's back? BBR. Back.
And we're back. Boss Bell Radio. Who the boss?
Let's talk about new games. New games.
New releases.
New releases.
New games.
New releases. So we got a list right here. Coming out July 27. That's Tuesday. We got Zen Pinball Mars Table. Let me just get through a couple of these.
What's that for? That sounds like something I want.
PS3. Blaze Blue Continuum Shift for PS3 and Xbox 360. If you like Blaze Blue, you might like more Blaze Blue. Arc Rise Fantasia for the Wii. Chuck E. Cheese's Party Games.
Yes.
for the Wii.
Hell's yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, does anybody with a free know slice of pizza.
Any? Yeah. Does anybody know any other Chuck E. Cheese characters besides Chucky?
Nope.
Were there more?
Are there?
Yeah, there's like the
there's
drummer.
An elephant.
Is there an elephant?
That rollerbladed.
Oh. It sounds plausible.
I think there's a duck. It's a girl with a like a bow tie.
Is that
in her hair?
Or is that
I thought we could
thing.
Go on this
no.
thing and look
no.
it up
no.
the internet.
No, this
I've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese.
That's,
whoa.
That's probably,
wow.
That's
know where we're going next week.
Oh, I'm
no,
afraid I'm
we are
have
not
to pass
going to
on that one.
Maybe that's not because maybe it's because they didn't have Chuck E. Cheese's on the reservation.
Worst.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna get kicked in the shins here. So guess what else is out? StarCraft II, Wings of Liberty. For the PC.
Yep.
And Mac.
Yep.
StarCraft.
Really want to play that game.
Yep.
But I can't.
Oh, this next one.
Clash of the Titans for PS3 and Xbox 360.
So epic.
Yeah. In 2D? 2? In D's?
All D's.
In a certain amount of D's?
Krakens.
Kraken.
And Liam Neeson.
And Hydro Thunder Hurricane.
Yeah,
for
really,
Xbox
yeah.
Live Arcade.
Excited.
If you check out BossBarrel.com's news section,
yep.
John's got that whole week of, or summer of arcade written up, planned out for you.
Covered.
PlayStation Store updates. Anything worthwhile here? PS1 Classics, Emperor's New Groove, Hercules, A Bug's Life, Toy Story Racer. Kind of sensing a theme.
Kind of cartoony.
Yep.
Sounds like a bang up lineup right there.
Yeah. Kane and Lynch demos coming out.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That was already out for Xbox, though,
right.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like, I kind of want to play that, though.
Madden NFL 11 demo.
Ooh.
And there's a flower demo.
Yeah.
You could probably play that already. Madden NFL 2010
or
9.
Dude, whatever.
Right.
It's totally different. It's totally different. Totally different.
My fault. I'm sorry.
They spell football with a U this time.
Football.
Brian
I know we're
is
all excited about the World Cup and everything, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that pretty much covers anything that's important. There's PlayStation Plus updates, but you'd have to be a crazy person to have purchased that.
Several people on my friends list of PlayStation are crazy.
That's
because it puts a little plus icon next to the people that
yeah,
are plus.
Yeah, what does that do?
It gives you access to a bunch of like a bunch of games that just come free with it, but then there's a lot of them that are like discounted rates. You also get
what
a subscription
to
Core, I think.
It's like
$50
a
year.
It's pretty. It's like $14 for 3 months.
It's yeah. like Xbox Live
or,
Gold, Silver.
Yeah,
blah,
it's
blah.
It's a parody of that.
It just doesn't offer anything really spectacular.
Yeah, and when you unsubscribe, you lose all your content
yes,
that was explicit or that came along with that.
Yes,
yeah.
you do.
Yeah.
So do you subscribe for life, or it's not worth?
Well,
them
it's
out.
Like you'll get a
it's
free
like
demo or a free thing every
or an
month.
Adam Sandler movie. You're
yeah.
in it for life.
Yeah, that PSN is the little or PlayStation Plus is the little Nicky of
yeah
of subscription services.
Yep.
It. Yeah, it sucks. So, hey, what's new on the Wii? WiiWare? Dive, the Meaties Island Secret. Yep. Heavy Fire, Special Operations. Arrow, the Acrobat on Virtual Console.
Dude, I played that game back
Do you
the
like circus-themed platforming?
It's fun. Bat jumping on trampolines and walking tight ropes and unicycles.
Hey, well,
play
you
that
can have that
in
fun.
Real life.
Again,
I'm
John.
Saying, dude. It's I'm thinking about it.
Well, it's rated E for everyone, Comic Mischief, so
I didn't know there was
Lock
a story
the
to that
children
game
up.
Until I like read up on that. I'm like, whoa.
No horseplay.
Interesting
no.
stuff.
Well,
going
if you'd
on
like
there.
To hear the description of it, I can read it to you, but I don't really want
no,
to.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
DSiWare, Face Pilot, Fly with your Nintendo DSi camera. And that is exclamation point. That's the full title. Face Pilot, Fly with your Nintendo DSi camera.
I like that
it,
title.
Does
are you
500
to
throw
500
points?
Are you supposed to throw your DS?
No.
You
fly you with
throw
your
face.
Face.
You fly with your face.
Ah.
Yep.
Your face.
Duh.
Crystal Monsters. Crystal Monsters for the DSi. Puffins, Let's Race.
That's a bird, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Like a penguin?
Uh-huh.
So is that like
a penguin?
Puffins or penguins?
I thought
yeah.
puffins.
Is that like a kart racer?
Oh, puffins are like penguins.
Get ready to challenge the speediest puffins on the island for the title of fastest flyer in Puffins Let's
oh,
Race.
Oh, yeah.
race against the clock, or go head-to-head with your opponents in a battle to the finish line.
They have, like, shorter toucan noses, but they run on, like, penguins.
Yeah. Use cleverly placed power-ups like the squawk shot to get ahead of the pack and claim victory. What? Race through four different game modes on eight different tracks to prove your skill, or challenge up to three of your friends via local wireless play. Do you have what it takes to become the race champion of Puffin Island, or will you be left behind with the rest of the flock?
Well, don't be left behind.
I'm going to get ahead of the pack with that game.
Ahead of the flock? Get a beak ahead?
Mm-hmm.
Beaks it out.
Point of the V.
Point of the... Oh. Puffins fly together?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did I say pets, hamsters, family? Pets... hamsters.
I don't think you said it that time either.
Family?
Nope.
All right, well, that's a game. Absolute Brick Buster.
Yes.
Absolute Brick Buster.
Yep.
Is that the sequel to Absolute Ball Buster?
Yeah. Yep. Absolute Ball Buster.
They play a little differently, though.
That's actually going to be a feature on Ass Barrel.
Yep. Ass Barrel. I really feel like this site needs to exist now.
It's all you, man.
Go ahead and dedicate your time to that, John.
I'm
going to
go buy it, and that'll be my side project.
What's
John doing working on Aspirin again?
Yup.
That's pretty much it for new release games. BlazBlue, you know, StarCraft.
BlazBlue.
It's a fighting game made by the people. Is it Arxis? I forget. It's in the vein of Guilty Gear. It's like crazy over the top sprite animation fighting game, mad Japanese, like every stereotype you can think of. Fighting every other stereotype you can think of. Right. Cat girl,
Dragon
robot.
Ball Z, Budokai.
Bootylicious, yeah. That's the thing. So that's it for releases. Let's move on to news before we run out of time here. Stuff's been happening. Way too many things. And we'll just talk about important things. I don't know. I think the most important thing came out of Comic-Con. Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Hells yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. At Comic-Con 2010.
Oh, that's what you did to my magazine. Is that what it was earlier when...
What? No, I was
reading... Relieved
yourself.
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, was it Mortal Kombat?
No, okay. This was just news, like, last week came out. Check BossBrawl.com for further details.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Street Fighter... Capcom is creating a Street Fighter game that will pull in Tekken characters into the universe. Right now, all they've had is Kazuya and Nina, Kazuya Mishima and Nina Williams. So they're like reimagining the characters with the Street Fighter 4 art style and trying to keep their movesets. Again, we got a video up of gameplay, gameplay of it.
A bunch of screenshots.
Seems like everybody wants to fight Street Fighter.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's pretty much like top of the fighting game like world right now.
Right.
Yeah.
The other kind of cool thing is Namco, Bandai Namco, is making Tekken Cross Street Fighter. So the Street Fighter characters will be reimagined in the Tekken universe. And
So there are two different games?
Two different games. With
reverse titles. There's Street Fighter Cross Tekken and Tekken Cross Street Fighter. And they will be...
Reimagine each of the characters into different universes.
Right, into their universes.
With the different art styles, too?
Right.
Yep.
Oh.
I mean, like, it will be, like, real-ass-looking Street Fighter characters in the Tekken universe and, like, very inky, cartoonied Tekken characters in the Street Fighter universe.
Inky Paul.
Yeah,
Inky Paul.
Inky Paul, Inky, you know, whatever.
Panda.
It's the interesting thing of that is just, like, you know, how are some of these characters going to translate into the other universes?
That's my techno DJ name.
They're completely different.
Totally different kinds of move sets that go on with that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
Really cool news. God knows when it's going to come out.
Right. They said that they won't even talk about it again until, you know.
From
Captivate 2011.
There's in the press release Capcom put out, there said there's going to be like whatever you're doing, stop. There's going to be like team up attacks, like in the versus style games where you've got like team up assist moves, and then there's also going to be like super team up combos, which in the gameplay video they do kind of showcase, which are really cool.
Yeah, they are really cool. It's like a tag system where you bring the other tag team member into play to help you complete like super ultra attack.
Yeah. Other news, Call of Duty Black Ops is going to be released on the DS, according to Activision. What the heck?
That's not really all that shocking. Information declassified. That's not really all that shocking to me, because World at War came out for the DS on the same release. Treyarch just wants to get money from every location.
Well, I think Activision wants to get
money from every location. That's true, but at the same time...
Also, it's not Treyarch making it. It's a company called N-Space.
Just trying to bring a good game to multiple systems.
All right, Mr. Glass is half full.
I don't even have a glass.
Yeah, not too much.
Coke is half full.
Not too much information about it yet. Just it's gonna be bringing the Call of Duty
shooting
experience.
People on DS.
Yeah, definitely.
Sweet.
Shooting people in the N64 style control.
Yep.
Without a analog joystick.
Dead Rising Case Zero hits Xbox exclusively August 31st.
Sweet. Is that Dead Rising 2?
That's the prequel to Dead Rising 2 that is not Dead Rising.
No?
The prequel to Dead Rising 2 would be Dead Rising, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's like the first... It's like Chapter Zero. Yeah, it's like the epilogue of the game.
It's like gameplay of Dead Rising?
Yeah. It's basically just going to be like a little chunk of gameplay that's going to have story as to why you're in New Jackpot City or whatever it's called.
Arcade download?
Yeah, Xbox Live Arcade. 400 Microsoft points, so $5.
$5.
Pretty cheap. It's, you know, I expect it's just sort of Capcom's way of getting a little paid demo out there. Pretty cool, man. Who the boss?
You the boss.
You. Linkin Park is going to be in Medal of Honor. Voices.
What?
That's exciting.
I can't wait to hear Chester yelling, shoot that motherfucker.
No, like the music. That might be part of the song that's playing. The Catalyst is the song. If there's any big Linkin Park fans out, you know, anybody from 2002, the aughts,
I bleed it out.
Who really, really want more Linkin Park.
Cool.
Yep.
LP, yep. Baby. Who the boss?
Not sure what else. I mean, tons of stuff happening. Comic-Con had trailers for all sorts of videos. We've got a little sample clip of the Infamous 2 comic book style stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Thor teaser trailer out there. You can check out Thor the Game. As a part of Child's Play, which is a video game based charity, you can purchase a shirt on Xbox Live for your avatar that determines the fate of Carmine in the Gears of War universe. Girls of War.
Gears of War.
Wait, what?
So Carmine, right?
Yeah, it dies in every year.
Based on sales of the shirts for Save Carmine
or Kill Carmine.
Carmine Must Die. Yeah, it's going to determine the fate of the next Carmine.
Brother.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to die.
So go buy a shirt
that says Save Carmine.
Unless you want Carmine to die.
If you want him to die,
yeah.
you get Carmine Must Die.
Oh, right. You wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
You can't go buy Carmine Must Die.
Yeah, but I think it'd be cool if he didn't, right?
No.
Like, what would happen?
The world wouldn't implode.
What if he didn't die?
The story hasn't been written yet?
Maybe that would be the end of Gears. Like, the Gears universe would just implode.
Carmine always dies at the end of the tutorial phase of the game, right?
Yeah,
usually it's within the
first
he died in the worm, which was pretty far in. You know,
I suppose that's true. He dies from body. Yes.
I bet you.
A third of the way in.
If Carmine lives, Marcus dies.
This is the only reason.
That would make me happy. I'm going to go buy a shirt.
The only reason I would want Carmine to live is because I'd want them to do it like.
Breaks their universe?
No, I want them to do it like G.I. Joe, the movie. Like the, you know, the 86 movie where Duke gets stabbed with the snake dagger. And then in the end of the movie, just one of the characters gets a call on the cell phone. And it's just like a still frame image. Of, oh, Duke's alive? That's great. Because what had happened when
Carmine's actually going to get his head ripped off.
To bring this all the way back around, Transformers movie, there was a huge uproar when they killed Optimus, so they rewrote the G.I. Joe's movie to have Duke still live because they didn't want to kill off the most popular character. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. So Carmine could already be dead in what they have written, but like if he has to live, they just fill it in with some stuff at the end.
Marcus raises two fingers to his ear and gets a call from Anya.
And, we'll see. Anya's gonna be a playable character.
Well, Anya can tell him right next to him. Then
he gets a call from somebody, or they trip over him, and he's like,
he gets a call from Carmine.
Right.
This is I'm still alive.
Yeah. Can you guys come pick me up? He's like somewhere over here. All right.
It'd be like that one episode of South Park when Kenny didn't die. It'd be incredible.
I bet you Carmine's hanging out with Marcus's dad.
Probably, dude.
But in the end, didn't Kenny die of congested heart failure like a season later?
I don't know. Yep. I don't know. Anything you guys know about?
20 times EXP, Years of War. That was pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's still going on.
Hey, when is BlizzCon supposed to hit?
October.
Did they get pushed? Yeah, okay.
It's October, I think, every year.
Is it? Okay. For some reason, I thought it was August thing.
Oh, maybe
what
it is
going to announce.
It's an August month.
Okay.
I thought it's October, though.
Yeah, I thought like it was normally August, but then I heard somebody say it was October. So.
Oh, yeah. The extra month. Yeah. The leap month.
That one that's there every now and then.
Every 7 years, we celebrate Ostuary.
Yes, sure. Sounds like a great month.
Transformers map and character pack available.
Is it a $10 download?
Yes.
Okay. $10.
$9.99.
Sure.
Oh, discount.
Yep.
Okay.
Boom. Saving a penny.
Hey guys, anything else you heard of in terms of news? I'm just trying to go through the stuff here.
Gears of War 3 is going to have beast mode.
Explain to me what that is.
Well, for those of you who played Gears of War 2, there's the horde mode, where you just face waves and waves and waves of enemies. They just keep coming after you, and in Gears of War 3 they're doing beast mode, which is the complete opposite, which is going to be you play the beasts trying to kill the Cog army, and you get to play it. I think I've seen there's like 5 different locusts you can play as right now so far, but looks pretty interesting.
Yeah you when you said Left 4 Dead, I was a lot of sense. Kind of like that.
Left 4 Dead multiplayer.
Yeah.
Weird.
But, yeah.
But will it be, like, just waves? Like
yeah, I think,
that?
Well,
like
I don't know.
Like, you're playing, like...
Waves of Carmine's?
Will you be playing waves of... Yeah, I'm just, like, confused on how that works. Are you fighting waves of cogs, or are you...
I don't know how that works,
you,
exactly.
Are you, like, wave of locusts that are trying
you
to
are tell you what you are locust.
Look forward to next episode where we'll have more information about this.
Good call.
We're not we don't feel comfortable disclosing this
type
right
of
now, you know. Wait for Tokyo Game Show 2010. We have more to talk about for, you know, what will be Beast Mode.
Sure.
All right.
Woo.
Yeah, thanks Brittany.
Woo-hoo.
Ow. Yeah.
Yep.
Hoodabox.
I think that's pretty much anything worth discussing. Not too much stuff came out of Comic-Con besides what we already mentioned.
They totally have a Captain America little snippet
movie
up there.
Yeah. Who's playing Captain?
Is the
James Vanderbeek.
Chris Evans is his name. He played
Human Torch,
Human
right?
Torch in the Fantastic Four movie.
That
and
guy?
The Human Torch is now recast.
Oh, did you see the new pictures of the Thor dude? Like, okay, the newest...
The beefcake?
Yeah, that dude is ripped.
That dude...
He's the guy who played...
he's a monster.
Captain Kirk's father in the new Star Trek
movie. Oh, really?
Yes.
He is built like a shit
brick
house.
The dude is huge.
James Vanderbeek.
He's a monster.
Yeah, it was James Vanderbeek. How did you know?
But apparently Chris Evans, too, bulked up a lot to play Captain America.
Huh.
I feel like that's...
Captain America's nobody's
acceptable.
Bitch.
But at the same time, like, They also said that he's gonna have that weak, frail thing before the Super Soldier project.
Oh, cool! Before the Super Soldier serum,
right? and it's gonna Super be Soldier Serum. It's gonna be weird because they said he was beefy before they started filming, and that
they just make everything else bigger.
I don't. Are they gonna CG they just, him down?
No, they or just make a set where everything else is bigger.
He's bigger than him.
Yeah,
and he doesn't. How are you?
Doesn't make any sense. No, it makes perfect sense. You know, he's a small guy.
How is he gonna get a shield, though,
dude?
There is a preview of what could be the Captain America outfit, and it does look.
He's supposed to have two, right? He's supposed to wear like sort of like it's like based in the like the 50s era World War thing. And then it, by the end of it, it moves more into like the fantastical Captain America. Who was his little
sidekick?
Captain America had a sidekick.
Yeah, he did.
Is he going to be in the movie?
Short round.
Yes. Mr. Jones.
Dr. America.
Mr. Jones.
Bullseye? Is that right?
No, that's his like nemesis.
No. Bullet.
Oh, yeah, Bullseye is different. No. Damn it. Who is it?
Tonto?
No. U.S. Agent is like his palette swap enemy, dude.
Crimson Skull, I thought, would be it's like his Captain America's.
With a Red Skull?
A Red Skull.
Sorry. No, that's his nemesis, too.
Like, okay. I heard that US was going to be the enemy.
In the movie. Played by, was it Hugo? Dude from The Matrix?
Don't tell me Hugh Grant. Hugo Weaving.
Yes.
Really?
The dude from The Matrix and Lord of the Rings and...
Really?
Yeah. Wait,
which character? Sweet.
He is going to play Red Skull.
Which character?
Agent Smith.
Oh, that guy?
That guy. Yeah.
He plays good, bad guy.
You should see the picture of the Red Skull, too.
He looks really happy. It's good. He looks really excited to be there.
It's some straight up, like...
crazy ass shit.
Harvey Dent ass Two-Face.
Yeah.
It's all like, one face, Two-Face. Whoa.
He's missing a nose. Say,
red face.
It is inevitable.
He's like really Nazi excited. Face.
Yeah.
He has no lips.
Yeah.
There's no fixing that mess.
Nope.
No lips.
Yeah.
No foundation in the world for that.
No foundation in the world for that.
Yeah, no, but so far, everything I've seen looks cool. Like, they mask the, like, he has this white shirt, and then he has, like shoulder pads on top, but then the red stripes are actually these, like, it's like this harness suspenders. That he's wearing. It's not really suspenders, because it's like a harness that wraps around his upper torso that is red, so you get that stripe effect kind For of who? Looking. Captain America.
Oh, okay.
And the shield looks, it's like a giant hunk of metal that's painted. Kind of a downer, but
yeah, but maybe by the end of it he'll get like maybe he'll get the real vibranium shield.
Yeah,
it'd be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be kind of cool to see how
the
all
only
that comes
vibranium
together.
In the world.
The only vibranium
the only thing that's
world.
Kind of odd to me, they it from what I've seen, and it's this may not be the full project, but there's no wings on his head.
Oh yeah, speaking of which, I'll talk to you later. I read Final Crisis last week. You ever heard of it, Ryan?
Maybe.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
It's really good. It's when Batman dies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then there's Batman.
No.
And Batman.
Yeah. It's really kind of... Did I tell you about this before?
No.
No? All right. Grant Morrison wrote Final Crisis. Really, really,
I don't
really
think
freaking weird.
I didn't follow Batman too much, so... Okay.
Well, it's like all DC heroes kind of unite, but really cool stuff. Sorry.
It just reminded me of
superheroes stuff, because Ryan knows... stuff so
casting for the Incredible Hulk is not Edward Norton
in the Avengers movie
who cares, he's gonna be hulked out all the time. So
that's true,
nobody likes Bruce Banner.
Nobody really does. That's
no
why
one
he,
does.
That's why he does the slow walk
unless his name
hiking.
Is David Banner. David Banner.
Oh, time to wear your bandana.
Oh, David Banner. Okay,
wasn't that the name of the character on a television show when they couldn't
I was thinking of never mind.
David Banner is a rapper.
Oh, well, still everybody loves David Banner.
Sure.
It still plays, right?
Sure.
He's from the Dirty South.
Oh,
so
good.
It works for me. I don't know. I'm out of stuff, really, for that.
Cool.
You need some stuff?
Comic-Con, somebody
got
stabbed in the face.
You got stuff?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that until just recently. I was listening to other news.
I heard about it a couple weeks ago.
You got
stabbed
in
the
eye.
Face.
What?
Because he thought his friend was getting too close to him, so he reaches in and face stab.
In the eye with a pen.
Is the guy
with
now
a pen.
Blind?
No.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly in the eye, but it was within the range that it could be really not good
like
for
fatal?
Your face. Yeah.
You know, because, I don't know if you know this, but behind your face, there is actually...
There's a lot of...
There's this important, like...
Bone.
Part.
Brain.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it the brain?
No.
Is that it? I thought it was the heart.
The brain.
No, liver. Liver's in the skull.
Kidney.
Liver or kidney?
Spindly dork.
Isn't that
the chassis? Dork.
It's the chassis.
Chassis.
That's where you keep
chassis
that.
Chassis. No, is
behind
in
the eye, everyone knows, is the vagina.
Right. That's where you put
ew,
it.
Ew, dude.
Ew. That was a special
weird
turn of events.
Weird. How did you ever get your girlfriend pregnant?
Red skull fucker.
Oh, gross. Oh, man.
Good night, everybody.
Wow. Good
classy
stuff.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I mean, we got a few minutes left, but let's not push it.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Before we make another vagina
hey,
joke.
Welcome back, everybody. Another podcast.
Yeah.
Done. Ooh. In for
feedback. We all want feedback.
Yeah, please send us some mails to if you've made it this far in the show, congratulations. And please send us an email at bbr@bossbarrel.com. BBR.
BBR.
BBR. Boss Barrel Radio. BBR at.
Like DDR, but with B's.
BBR.
Yes.
Radio.
BBR.
BBR at bossbarrel.com. Send us an email. We'll read them for sure, Z's. Yeah, that's it. Episode 1 of Boss Barrel Radio. Over and out. Good.
Yep.
Everything's awesome. Thanks for listening. Go check out bossbarrel.com. Right on.
And sweet banners.
Hit me with that thing, Ryan.
And this is Boss Barrel Radio. Who to boss?